The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And we're back Monday, 5 after the hour. Don't you just love being called garbage? being called garbage by somebody who is a cord short of the outlet in the brain, right? You got to love that. That's a new term I just heard, cord short of an outlet. It just lends so much credibility to the people making the statements, huh? Just like New York Governor Hochul attacking Republican voters as anti-American. Did that over the weekend. So let's do a little bit more divisiveness if we can, and maybe we'll have some of the, she's sitting there trying to talk about what values this country's all about. Yeah, what values is that? Mark Cuban declaring the women in Donald Trump's inner circle are weak and unintelligent? Really? You have to wonder about the business acumen. I mean, Mark Cuban owns a major league sports franchise, right? Dallas Mavericks, last time I checked. So what is it with him that he can just sit there and mouth off and say whatever and get away with it? And then all of a sudden, we have an FCC commissioner, Brendan Carr. He's one of two Republicans on the five-panel, predominantly Democrat FCC, slamming Harris's Saturday Night Live cameo on Saturday, calling it biased and partisan, suggesting that it violates the FCC's equal time rule. Because they didn't make it available to Donald Trump to come on. No, but they had Maya Rudolph out there imitating Harris, and Harris, of course, gets all the kudos. And Saturday Night Live, I mean, only in New York can this garbage come out. Well, that's not the only garbage that happened in New York, folks. A 60-year-old man is now in jail for allegedly assaulting a Trump supporter in a New York grocery store. And why was that? Because he was wearing a Trump 2024 hat. Yeah. Yeah, Bath, New York. Of all places that you could be in the village of Bath, well, their police department said that officers were dispatched to the Tops Friendly Markets grocery store around 10 o'clock in the morning. Happened last Friday. We're just now hearing about it, folks. It takes a bit for the police blotter to get this far. Police were responding to an alleged fight at the grocery store. And what happened was they've accused 60-year-old Robert Yacht of initiating a confrontation after he became aggressive over the fact that a stranger, total stranger, he didn't even know who the guy was wearing a Trump 2024 hat, and he got pissed off and started throwing blows at this Trump supporter, hitting him in the mouth, hitting him in the head several times, which caused the victim's teeth to be broken and mouth bloody. Investigators, like I said, noted the two men didn't know each other. The alleged attack was a random act of violence. So they arrested him and charged Yacht with one felony count of assault in second degree and one misdemeanor count of fourth degree criminal mischief. And of course, he's sitting in the Steuben County Jail right now in New York without bail. But see, that's not all. You got in June, the 27-year-old Massachusetts man accused of assaulting an 82-year-old Trump supporter holding a sign supporting Trump. The alleged assailant reportedly shoved the elderly man to the ground and kicked him in the ribs and legs. And, of course, Adrian Courtwright of Fall River, Massachusetts, was charged with committing a civil rights violation with injury, assault and battery on a person over 60, vandalizing property, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon on a person over 60. And, of course, in April, a 36-year-old Pennsylvania man allegedly attacked a 64-year-old Trump supporter from New Jersey. The alleged assailant reportedly attacked the man with a sledgehammer at a tire store in New Jersey. The alleged victim's injuries to his head were apparently so severe he had to be airlifted to the hospital. So Michael Gonzalez of Philadelphia was charged with attempted murder. You see how this works, especially when you decide to, you know, take a dare and wear a Trump MAGA hat in one of these liberal states? You see what happens? People come out of the woodwork to come after you. You know, people have lost their way. This is just the way it is. They've lost their way. And, of course, you got Blaze Media and everybody else being as divisive as they are. They all claim they got all the people. They got Levin and they got Glenn Beck, and they got, you know, Fearless. They got all these people on there that are all just great and wonderful and talk all about divisive behaviors. See, we're telling you the news of what has happened because people have been brainwashed into thinking it's okay to go ahead and punch other people in the face because of their political beliefs. I thought we had a free country here. Interesting how that works, huh? So for those of you listening to the show that are devout Christians that have not voted yet, you need to get to the polls and vote your conscience. But like Father Altman said over the past couple of weeks, you cannot be Catholic and vote Democrat. You just can't. Think with the voice of reason, which all my listeners here on this show do have. But unfortunately, there are people out there that may be tuning in for the first time that are looking at me or listening to me going, hey, you know, aren't you stepping over into a gray area? No. No, I just, here's my thought process for today. You need to not let cognitive dissonance rule your life. You need to understand that all of the things that go on in your life are meant to influence your behavior. So what we don't want you to do is to let the divisiveness of all of this, because there are ways that the mainstream media is trying to program America to, you know, implode on itself, for neighbor to fight against neighbor, because you put a sign out in your front yard espousing your political beliefs. So you either love socialism or you love capitalism. I mean, only 12,000 jobs last month the U.S. economy added, so that should tell you that either one, we have very few companies out there that are hiring, or in the alternative, very few people that don't want to work. You got Boeing voting on another contract, all of its employees who are now striking, voting on another contract. We can see how that works. But see, nobody's worried about that. They're worried about the election. They're worried about the results of the election. They don't want to make a move. They want to sit in their house and whine and cry and complain about how their vote doesn't matter, about, you know, I mean, all these evangelical Christians are not registered to vote. What does that tell you? I guess they'd rather go to hell. They'd rather live in hell. Well, you're going to get that no matter what, because, you know, even if it doesn't matter who wins the election, you have to understand that the person you're voting for as president of the United States, you're voting for the chief executive officer of the country. Then you all sit there and rant, rave about he's the leader of the free world. Or she's the leader of the free world. Really? The free world? You think it's free? Wow. You see how the media likes to spin that? Free? There's nothing free. You either work for what you get, and you work until, you know, you either retire or, like me, you have no intention of retiring. You're going to drop dead at the microphone. So, you know, if certain people are of the mindset that it's okay to have socialism and communism in this country, it's obvious, one, they never took political science, because if they did, they would understand the differences between a constitutional republic, democracy, socialism, and communism. And there's very, you know, there's facets of it, like fascism and Maoism and all these other isms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't want you to substitute cynicism. Cynicism, that's the word. That's what we've become. Because when they locked us down, they had a chance to program everybody, which they did. And then the Bible talks about, in 1 Corinthians, about the 9 manifestations of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, if you'd bother to read it all, it talks about a thing called word of knowledge. So the only wisdom I can impart here, because word of wisdom is part of it, word of knowledge means, hey, I know what's going on here. It's not me being a cynic. It's me searching for the truth and trying to find out what's going on here. Why is it that Warren Buffett has cashed in more stock? Why is it he's dumped a quarter of his Apple stake along with more Bank of America shares? He's just sold off $36.1 billion of stock and just bought $1.5 billion. That he was a net seller of stocks. That's the truth. So you got to wonder about that. We'll be back with more news. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back in the saddle at 18 after the hour here. And, of course, you know, I'm sorry about Quincy Jones passing away at the age of 91. I guess, you know, he was a big influence on American music, especially with Count Basie, Frank Sinatra, and Michael Jackson. So, you know, for what it's worth, I mean, it's, you know, one of the better musicians out there. Seven French families have filed a lawsuit against social media giant TikTok, accusing the platform of exposing their adolescent children to harmful content that led to two of them taking their own lives at the ages of 15. Destroy the family unit. That's what this is all about, folks. They want to destroy the family unit. See, you cannot, and this is an issue again, this is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to how you evaluate what you hear in the news and what's true and what's fabricated. And now you're going to see a lot of polls out there. In advance, the pollsters are counting on you paying attention to Trump and Harris are neck and neck. You know why they say that? Because they want to invoke cynicism on the part of the American people. They want to continue the divisiveness because now it's us versus them. And we need to get out there and vote. Your vote matters now more than ever. I mean, you see all the things they're telling you? Even the pastors in the churches are doing the same thing. They seriously are. Pastors, U.S. election officials wage low-tech battle against AI robocalls. I mean, this is the thing, you know, they're starting to use AI technology to generate robocalls to get you to go to the phone call, or to the vote, the polls and vote, right? A robocall in January impersonating Biden circulated in New Hampshire urging Democrats to stay home during the primary and save your vote for the November election. The political consultant behind the robocall was fined $6 million in September. But hey, it was allowed to go on anyway, right? Who stopped it? And then, of course, you know, there's liberal publications out there like Axios indicating that, you know, whose efforts to keep voters in the dark about her true intentions are going to be cited as a partial cause of an electoral defeat. It's gotten so many people, especially men, Christians, pro-lifers, Hispanic voters, to turn away from her because they just don't like her attitude. And as far as, you know, Axios and everybody else, you know, what they don't want to talk about, it's like the mainstay here is abortion. See, this is what they're counting on. Now, we've already had Roe v. Wade. Everything's already been decided, yet they want to go out and talk about abortion. Oh, it's all about abortion. If you vote Harris, we'll get to have... No. The court's already ruled Roe v. Wade. Abortion is up to the states now. So for them to shift, this is part of the PSYOP, for them to shift the truth away from what's really going on, which is the high prices at the grocery store and the gas pump, and about your freedoms being eroded away, about Congress, you know, and the DOD making rules that say that the American military can now turn its weapons on U.S. citizens. Why did he do that? Why was this directive issued right before the election? I can tell you why. Because, see, people are so divided right now, it's all by design to get you upset. This is what I mean about your cynicism. You sneer at things you disagree with to the point where you might be incited to go out and commit violence. And see, I've always said that if you don't intend on going to the Capitol with the intent of overthrowing the government, fully armed, ready to go by the tens of thousands of people, and all of you are singing and playing through loudspeakers, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. You know, if you're not doing that, stay home. I'll tell you right now, we have been so conditioned to be weak. That's why they showed up on January 6th, because they thought they could get away with it and Trump had nothing to do with it. But they're blaming Trump, of course. This is what the DOJ is doing, and now the DOD is weaponizing the U.S. military against citizens who think they can go to D.C. and protest. No. I'm telling you, it's a trap, any way you look at it. You need to be focused on your own neighborhoods and your own states and recognize that the 10-square-mile area known as Washington, D.C. has deceived us all. And their crap has moved into the 50 United States, along with the mainstream media, who has locked us down, conditioned us into behaving this way, and we all hate each other. God is probably shaking his head up there. And of course, you know, the Democrats don't believe in a God, because, like, you know, Father James Altman says, you know, they suspended him. Yeah, they put him on administrative leave from the Catholic Church because he spoke up. You see, religion can't even get its own act straight. It's proverbial caca. And what is religion? Man's interpretation of the Bible. That's religion. That is not spiritualism. Spiritualism is totally different from religion. Spiritualism is walking with the Father. And that means that cynicism is out and word of knowledge is in. Understand that, because I'll tell you, with what just happened in Colorado, I mean, imagine that. Colorado's Secretary of State, Jenna Griswold, guess what happened up there? Did you hear? She is a plant of George Soros. She's the Secretary of State, revealed that partial passwords for the voting system components were mistakenly posted on an official website in, 600 partial BIOS passwords for voting system components across 63 of Colorado's 64 counties. These BIOS passwords are a core component of security control for a computer system, like a master key that controls access to the basic hardware settings of a computer. The password questions were not encrypted, nor were they protected. So you see what happened there in Colorado. Now, how's that going to affect the election? I guarantee it's not going to be a pretty picture. Pennsylvania, meanwhile, is investigating possible fraudulent voter registration forms. Makes you feel real good about voter confidence, huh? Yeah, their top election official confirmed, this is Al Schmidt, Secretary of the Commonwealth. He said yesterday that Lancaster County is doing what every county does, which is to determine whether voter registration applications are legitimate. So here's what we can hope for. Because you see CNN and MSDNC and everybody else out there in the mainstream media, and that includes Fox News and everybody that's on there or was on there that preaches the D word. We have a constitutional republic. Yet every one of these blowhards gets on camera and says the word democracy over and over and over again. So we have a legitimate concern which cannot be involved in anything but word of knowledge. You have to discern the truth and put the cap of cynicism on the shelf. We don't need cynics out there. We have plenty of them out there already. They're beating up people wearing Trump hats. They see something and it's all of a sudden they're perturbed. They think they all must be killed because this is what Hochul and Biden and everybody else is saying. We need to go out and eliminate these people. So people get perturbed. They go to your friendly grocery store like Tops Friendly Grocers and they beat the snot out of somebody and then they end up in jail. Well, you get what you get, right? But you know, what about the people that are out there and they walk into a store, word of knowledge would tell you that this is, if you live in New York or Massachusetts or Rhode Island or any place that's predominantly Democrat, if you go wearing a Trump hat in any public place, anticipate, see, that word of wisdom would tell you, please don't do that, Because, see, if you put on a T-shirt or a ball cap or anything that says, vote Republican, I support Trump, da-da-da-da-da, you're going to get, you just exponentially increase the likelihood somebody's going to come at you and beat you up. Because this is what America has become. Not everybody thinks like the listeners of this show or the Big Mig or Liberty Roundtable on Liberty News Radio. They don't all listen to that. They subscribe to other crap. And they listen to trash talkers like CNN and MSDNC and whatnot, because this is how cynicism creeps into the mind to increase the amount of cognitive dissonance to get you confused and walk around in total euphoria, not understanding what you're doing, what's going on, get you to get so upset and pissed off at people wearing Trump hats that you would go punch them in the mouth. And that is assault, folks. Felony assault will get you in jail. Now, what part of cognitive dissonance and trying to pay attention to, you know, just living life to the fullest and walking in love, what part of that did we forget? You know, there's some real serious stuff going on here. One thing I did want to mention before we go to break is if you need a document notarized fast, we have an online notary that can notarize your documents for all 50 states. Her name is Erin Fussell, and she's at professionalnotaryonline.com. And you can call or text her at 941-400-8282. That's 941-400-8282. And she will get out to you, reach out, and do your online notary right there on the spot, legal in all 50 states. Just so you know, 941-400-8282 is the number, right? If you are a Comcast subscriber, you should probably know, if you hadn't heard already, that it's been reported that an earnings call and the media giant is considering creating a separate company for its roster of cable channels, which includes what? CNBC, MSNBC, USA Network, and Bravo to reignite a pay TV industry that's hemorrhaging viewers. Well, see, now it's hemorrhaging viewers because people are waking up to what they're putting out there. They don't like it, and they're going to pay for it. There you go, folks. See, somebody is now starting to think right, huh? Right-thinking Americans don't support liberalism. Got it? We'll be back after the news break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
And we're back at 35 after the hour. Thank you so much for joining us. As we went to break, I was telling you all about the fact that everybody has got their conventional mindset all upset. Well, guess what? You're all in the front lines of an unconventional war that's being waged with psychological weapons. And this according to Dr. Robert Malone, who is a virologist and immunologist that I dare have on my program, because I would ask him the simple question, why did you create the modified RNA technology, or did you? What is it, messenger RNA? Is it modified RNA? What about this Operation Warp Speed? How are you involved in that? See, we have the New World Order, the Psy War, the elections, the polls, all these things that people are paying attention to. And to sort this out, I have asked Dr. Carol Lieberman, who is a board-certified psychiatrist whose education, training, and extensive experience as a forensic psychiatrist expert witness has made her your most savvy choice in the courtroom. That's right. She's testified in many cases, high-profile cases, including Murtaugh. And she's on the front page when it comes to the media reporting on all of these. You know, here's the thing. Besides being a psychiatrist, I mean, she's been looking at what's been going on in America with the PSYOP war. Dr. Lieberman, welcome to the show. I know it's early for you out there in Beverly Hills, but I'm curious. I mean, are you sharing these thought processes? I mean, is this true what I'm saying about the PSYOP?
Well, in terms of the election, yes, I think that that is true. And all the other things that you're trying to say in terms of, there are people out there who are trying to destroy America. I guess that's sort of a succinct way of putting it. And yes, right now, the most, important way that they're trying to do it and that we have to resist, is the election. Because, you know, there has been so much out there trying to make Trump seem like the second Hitler. I mean, it's not subtle, you know, it's calling him Hitler. It's gone way too far.
Yeah, I know. And that's part of our problem too, is because a lot of Americans, because they hear stuff, especially on mainstream media, subscribe to this garbage and carry it with them to the point where it becomes haunting parallel. I mean, they shut us down with COVID-19. And I know where you are, that was a huge deal. And of course, you know, with COVID-19, they had focus groups that said, hey, we can turn family members against family members this way, because we can come out and say that if you don't get the shot, you're un-American. And we can call family members names and say you can't come for Thanksgiving dinner because you'll kill grandma and all this other good stuff. I mean, this is all part of it, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm proud to say that I have not gotten the vaccine nor ever planned to, and would not let my daughter do it either. And of course, now with all the side effects, you know, that surprise, all of a sudden we have all this cancer, right? And heart attacks and heart problems. You know, it's not a coincidence. I had nothing to do with the mRNA, but, you know, it was obvious from the beginning that there was, that you should not put this in your body. And, you know, it's really sad. And yes, they got us to comply with the lockdowns. I mean, it was all practice to get us to comply in the future with whatever they put out there.
How is it that we can, as human beings on this earth, coexist without punching each other in the chops? I mean, there's got to be, you're a psychiatrist. I mean, you've seen this. You probably are treating patients that are going through this kind of a crisis, right?
Yes, yes. It is, we are more... We have been made to be against each other, more divisive, more, you know, about race or about who you're going to vote for, or about, you know, all kinds of divisions than ever before. And it's really sad. There are statistics. Oh, well, one statistic that really, you know, strikes me as a psychiatrist is apparently 38% of people in the last 6 months have had more nightmares than ever. And these nightmares are either about death. The majority of the nightmares are either about death per se, you know, in various forms, or teeth falling out. And Freud said 100 years ago that teeth falling out symbolizes death. So bottom line, many people are dreaming or having nightmares about death. I mean, that's where we've been driven to.
Oh, this is scarier than I thought. Folks, we're talking to frontline people here. Dr. Carol Lieberman is definitely frontline. She's an MD for starters, but she's a psychiatrist, all right? So understand that she's got people laying on the couch, you know, not like Rodney Dangerfield where he goes in and he says, you know, he's contemplating suicide, so the doctor says you got to pay in advance. It's not one of those, you know, or you have to lay face down because you're so ugly. I mean, this is Dr. Lieberman is a professional, and I got to throw some funnies in there because, see, America is so conditioned to be serious, we've got to get out of that rut for starters. I mean, I thought that laughter was the best medicine, and every time that I feel like I'm down and out, I start laughing over something. I got to go look for something to smile about, you know? I mean, what kind of advice do you give our listeners that are really distraught over this whole thing?
Well, first of all, I mean, you know, yes, laughter is the best medicine, and you can find it very easily. If people are around you aren't that funny, go to the internet, and even at the worst, you know, at the in an emergency, look up jokes. I mean, there are lots of funny things on the internet. There's rom-coms on television. There's all kinds of comedies. But, and yes, I think you have to do that at least once a day. But in the meantime, I think people need to, first of all, I know there's only, like, not even, there's very little time left before the election tomorrow, but if you are feeling helpless, the first thing you should do is to still try to volunteer for your party, you know, to do something to get the vote out, or if you can even do it with a not going to a specific party, but just helping people to get out the vote. You should consume a balanced diet of media, meaning mix your news and with entertainment. Basic self-care. I used to talk about this during COVID, that's the best way to, you know, to take care of yourself, prevention, build up your immune system, getting enough sleep, taking vitamins, eating nutritious food, stress relievers like meditation. Now, the thing that people also need to think about is talking to their kids about what's going on in the world. I mean, in particular right now about the election. Like, if they see you arguing with somebody or, you know, becoming violent or, you know, doing things that you don't want to model for them, then you shouldn't be doing them. And it, also you should be talking to them about the election, about what's going on, about what each, at least the presidential candidates, what they each stand for, you know, get them to teach them now what's important for America. And then, you know, there is, Democrats have been saying that there's going to be, well, all everybody, but in particular, Democrats have been saying that there's going to be post-election unrest. And that is because they are planning to cause it. You know, they have built up Trump as this Hitler, someone who hates minorities, which of course isn't the truth. And they are planning to create race wars and all different kinds of, riots and so on, after the election if Trump wins. Which, you know, that's why it's important to be too, his win has to be too big to rig. That's the other thing, of course, that is looming, the possibility that this could be another election that is fraudulent. But since there might be some post-election unrest, regardless of who wins, you should stock up on food and your medication, join your neighborhood watch, do things like that, protect yourself. So, you know, and I guess I want to say that this year, there has been more elections. I call it election stress disorder, and there's been more of it than ever because we have been on a roller coaster. You know, we thought it was going to be Trump versus Biden, and then finally people realized that Biden really does have dementia. I've been talking about that since 2020. But so finally more people realized it and he dropped out, was pushed out, whatever happened. And so he was not there. And then Kamala suddenly came about without a primary. And then Trump has had lawfare and at least two assassination attempts that we know of. And so it made our heads spin. And that's why people are, you know, we've been told that, and it's true. I do believe that this part is true, that this election will determine the future of our country in a way that no previous elections had. The world is on a tipping point. And if we don't get someone in who's going to protect, first of all, take care of America, bring America back, and second of all, protect America from all of the enemies who have come to rattle their sabers once we surrendered in Afghanistan.
Oh, that's a deep subject in of itself. But I mean, the thing is too, and we're going to be going to break here in a minute, I'm looking at the fact that, one, you've talked about the invaders that are coming into the country that, because immigration and the economy are two big things, folks.
Right.
Dr. Carol Lieberman is with us, and she will join us after this quick break. Be back in a couple of minutes to continue our discussion. If you have serious questions, you can call us at 208-216-6100 if you're listening to us right now in Central Time at 845. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
All right. 12 minutes to the hour. 8:48 for those of you who are listening to us in Central Time. Dr. Carol Lieberman got up early to be on the show. She is a forensic psychiatrist and expert witness, especially in criminal matters. You know, knowing the way people think has a lot to do with what is going on right now. And the reason I wanted to have Dr. Lieberman on before the election is not to sit there and discourage you from having feelings, but to try to get your mindset right before, if you've already voted, you know, to get your mindset right, that you would understand that there are situations, you know, coming in and attacking you and attacking your mind from all sides, like the PSYOP that's being launched. And I think the entire mainstream media is responsible for this in part. Would that be a fair statement, Dr. Lieberman?
Yes, yes. We have been whipped up into a frenzy. You know, it's amazing when you look at, like online, if you look at different publications, you have, there are all these different things, all these different articles about how this person thinks that person is going to win, this person thinks, you can go crazy in the same publication, you know, it has all different, predictions for who's going to win. And, you know, if you, it can just make you one, story makes you feel this way and the other makes you feel the opposite. And so I recommend not, becoming obsessed with checking every television, radio, everything, for polls, which I know is going to go in one ear and out the other because people want to know. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to listen to my own advice either for that matter.
Because, you know, remember, inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, I want to know. Remember, we've even been programmed with commercial content.
Yes, right, right.
Yeah, go ahead.
We really have been whipped up into a frenzy to think that that it is going to be the end. And in fact, there are some statistics. 71% of people feel stressed about election, about the election, particularly the polarization information. That is wrong, misinformation, name calling, like I was mentioning Hitler, that's over the top. And 77% of people feel stressed about the future of the nation. It's like an existential threat, kind of like COVID was, you know, where it was like too big to get your head around.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, calling somebody a name like Hitler, I mean, that just brings to mind more war. And this is apparently, you know, we're conflicted because of war. We're conflicted because of our, desire or many's desire in government to play world cop. I mean, you know, we don't want this. We want to live in peace. We want to live in peace with our neighbor. I mean, we don't want to go beating up our neighbor because he put a sign we don't agree with in his front yard. I mean, this whole thing is all part of the process. And people need to understand that people are going to have differing opinions. But, you know, here's the thing. We've stopped talking to each other. Would that be a fair statement? I mean, we really need to engage in conversation. If somebody says they're going in a certain direction, isn't it incumbent upon us to ask why?
Well, you know, I don't know how political you want me to get, but, I mean, this is an observation that I have made. That, yes, first of all, you have to be very careful who you start to talk to about the election politics, because you may think that that person thinks your way and be very surprised to find out that they don't. But my experience, and I really haven't been, I have been surprised sometimes in starting to ask about the election, you know, who are you going to vote for, or what do you think, or just even a sort of a generic thing. What do you think about the election? And then they go off on, you know, why their candidate has to win, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it's surprising. I didn't think they were going to vote for that person. But what I have noticed, this is just an observation. When people say that they're going to vote for Kamala and you ask them why, they just go on a rant about, you know, how bad Trump is. And it's just like Kamala, you know, that's what she does. I mean, when people in interviews ask, like, she doesn't have any plans to say. So when people in interviews ask her, so what are you going to do if you're president? And she has nothing to say. That bad Trump, you know, it's just about bashing Trump. And so, and it's, I just thought it was interesting that there's a parallel between people like regular people who plan to vote for her or who also don't have any reason to say for why.
That is surprisingly true. Folks, if you were, like I said, listening to the beginning of the show, I was telling you to put away the cynicism in favor of word of knowledge. I mean, understand that cynicism is what's gotten us to this point in America. We've all become cynics. We've been programmed to be that way, haven't we?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, in some ways we haven't been, we're not cynical enough, or at least not questioning enough. You know, a lot of things, this has been building for a long time, and people, like for example, with schools, you know, people haven't been realizing that for many years, kids have been being taught the wrong thing. You know, not just the wrong thing about history, you know, that America is terrible and all that. But now, you know, more recently, things being brought to schools like CRT, critical race theory, which teaches kids even in elementary school to hate each other based upon the color of their skin. And it's terrible. And so we need to pay more attention to these things.
Yeah, well, it's not just about the color of their skin, too. It's about their sexual preference. I mean, this has just gotten way out of hand.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And parents are, you know, don't pay enough attention to what their kids are learning.
So now social media, TikTok, all of the stuff that kids are paying more attention to. I mean, it looks like adults are paying more attention, but people are really using social media now more than ever as a punching bag. And now the social media companies have jumped in and are starting to censor comments that they don't agree with. That can't be good for the human psyche.
No. Because you can't trust what you're reading. It's terrible how they decide on what they're going to suppress. And it's, you know, it doesn't give people a fair view of the world.
Well, the thing I've always said, Dr. Lieberman, and I'll ask you this point blank, AI factors into this, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, I'm sure you probably have noticed in the last, few weeks or so, I just noticed it in the last couple of weeks. How when you Google something, the first thing that you get on the top is an AI definition of whatever it is that you Googled. I mean, and I don't like that because I don't trust AI. I mean, that is exactly how one of the ways, I mean, George Orwell was so right about so many things, but that's exactly the way that they try to get us to have this group think. You know, if AI says such and such is such and such, then you better believe it.
Well, as a forensic psychiatrist that has testified at both civil and criminal trials, they're trying to get to the truth. You get on the stand, you deliver an opinion based on your expertise, you examine things forensically, and you try to ferret through what's garbage and what's not. I mean, Americans need to start doing this, right?
Yes, they have to look more. Just don't trust AI. Look, go a little further, take a little more time, and you know, look at more things. You know, you can't 100% trust Wikipedia either, but you know, you need to do a little more research. Don't just take the quick way out and take the definition offered by AI, because that is most likely something that has been. That has been put there or chosen to be the definition by people who aren't necessarily looking out for you.
Right. Now, so tomorrow's the election day, and a lot of people are waiting until the very day to get out and vote. How should we be conducting ourselves out there in public?
Well,
I mean, there's a lot of apprehension out there, Dr. Lieberman. That's why I mention it.
Yes, yes. People are having, I mean, election stress disorder is a combination of psychological symptoms like anxiety and depression and fear and frustration and anger and irritability and so on. And I mentioned nightmares and physical problems. You know, the stress may be affecting you with things like headaches and ulcers and high blood pressure. It goes to the weakest system in your body. When you're under stress, that it attacks the weakest system in your body. So you should be, you know, be kind to yourself over these next days and the next week. It's probably not going to be election night that we're going to know the results. The uncontested results. So just be kind to yourself, especially during this time.
And see, the thing is, too, is that you know that a lot of people, like we are going to be on air from 7 at midnight Eastern time with the Liberty Roundtable, the Big Mig, and all of our news crews are going to be tapping into what's going on into the mindset of America as the polls close and the votes start coming in. And we'll be sharing a lot more truth bombs on that platform tomorrow night. I will be there as well. That starts at 7 on the Big Migs Rumble channel for those of you that really want to hear what the truth is and talk to people that are part of this, including Alex Newman, who managed to interview Dr. Robert Malone about this very PSYOP thing that we're talking about right now. And I've had Alex on the show as much as I've had you on the show, Dr. Lieberman, and it's always a blessing and a godsend to have you on here because, I mean, we've got to bring sanity to a country that's lost its way. Any parting words for us before we hit November 5?
Well, just we all have to try to make America great again. You know, we are part of it too.
That we are. Dr. Lieberman, thank you so much for joining us. Carol Lieberman, MD, yes, forensic psychiatrist, to get her mindset right here the day before Election Day. In the meantime, folks, be kind to one another. Keep your wits about you. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. There's still time to save it. If you haven't voted, get out and do that. Do it today, do it tomorrow, but do it. We will see you tomorrow here on the Krieger Files. In the meantime, if you miss us, you can catch us on SQRradio.com at 5 p.m. Central. See you tomorrow.